Where am I doing the same things? Is it finding the properties? Is it calling the people? What is it? And then once you identify that, if it is even remotely repetitive or can be done via text, AI is the answer for that.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, is here to stay. You could either resist it or embrace it. And if you embrace it, you could discover the ways that you need to grow your business with using this tool.
So in today's episode, we encourage you to buckle up. We have Christina Reynolds. She's going to break down how can you utilize AI in order to increase your deal flow. AI, if you know about artificial intelligence, if you don't know about it, if you're under a rock, it doesn't matter. It's happening. If you participate, you engage, if you resist, not sure about that, but this is the time for you to know what it's possible out there to use AI to increase your deal flow. That's one of the biggest problems that we are facing now. So how can we utilize artificial intelligence to do the hard work for us? So let's get started. So Christina, here's my first question to you. A lot of people are heard about AI, dabble in here and there, but how can we truly use AI to increase our cash flow? What is available out there?
Yeah, so a lot. There's a lot. You know, AI has been around for a really long time as an algorithm or machine learning. A lot of people will analyze data with it and things like that on the back end of like larger companies. It just became available, right, to the public. Like you guys have seen it with ChatGPT, right? Everybody started talking about it. A lot of people in our industry were using it for copy for descriptions, right? So a lot of people were using AI to like write descriptions or like handle conversations, things like that. And it was like, but what do we really do with it? And with this new ChatGPT 4.0 release with the Turbo, the answer is a lot. You can do a lot with it. We've certainly been able to implement some of the machine learning algorithms that we've had to create this new thing, which is conversational AI. So I'm really excited to kind of get into that because I think that's the newest form of most useful AI that we can use in our industry.
The introverts are like, yes, I don't need to talk to people.
The dream.
Not the case, introverts. Hold your horses there. But what we're saying here is how can we optimize and use AI. So I don't know about you guys, but I think a lot of the women here, right? No matter where we go, if we're traveling, if we're running, driving for dollars, if we're going to the market, to the gym, we're always looking. We're always looking. And then we take the address down and then we reach out or we buy those big lists of potential deals, but we don't know exactly if they are good deals or not. So what can be done there? You guys created deal flow and you utilize that. So kind of like let the AI do the hard work for us. So tell me that scenario of I'm out there. How can this speed up and give me my time back?
Yeah. So I think like you mentioned, the way it's been done for years is you're doing drive-bys or you get this list and you have all this data. So you have all these data points, right? And then what's the next step? It's calling people, right? So then you're dialing for dollars. So not only are you driving for dollars.
Wait, Christina, first we write that down in a little paper and then we get so mad at ourselves because we don't know where that paper went.
Yeah.
There's that piece there too. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or you have it in a spreadsheet online, right? And then you're driving with your computer. Like, what are you driving? Like, yeah. It's crazy. Or you're sitting down and you're literally like in an Excel spreadsheet, right? And you're like, oh, shoot. Okay. This one was good. What do I put a star next to it? Do I highlight the column? Like, like what is going on that this is the way it's been done? And so, well, we saw this inefficiency. We've worked with a lot of investors that were asking for things like, how can we make this easier? This is crazy. Outside of hiring somebody, right? That's why you hire a realtor that's familiar with investments. That's why you hire somebody who's can be a project manager for you to find and identify places so they can do the work. But then this is why we also created it, because we had a lot of those people coming to us saying like, I have 15 people that I'm buying for. And I'm doing analytics on all of them because they just want to know if it's a rental, how much money can I make? What's going to be the ROI, right? They want to know all those things. is not only do you have your buy box as a single investor of properties you would even consider, but then there's the after part. So you have the beginning, like we mentioned, if in using this example, that start with the first thing. Here we are, like you mentioned, we have this spreadsheet. Okay. So instead of losing the piece of paper and using an Excel spreadsheet, feed that in to an AI program that can sort and filter for you and score it and rate it and then give you an answer of like, reach out to this person first, because they're going to be way more likely to sell than the next person if it's off market. Same thing with on market. One of the newest things we did at DealFlow is we started implementing the same algorithm we had for finding off market deals, changed the data points, but the end point is the same of finding on market deals. So now not only are we using AI to run this on data from off market, normal homes and homeowners, now we have a new one and AI made it possible to scrape the MLS.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. So you're scraping like active listings, you're doing like expired listings, you're doing all listings. Okay.
All of them.
So tell us more about that. Cause I think that's really, I always say, especially right now, you know, properties are overpriced and you need a lot of tools in your toolbox to do deals right now. And so you need multiple tools. So tell us a little more about that.
Yeah. It's actually the most exciting thing I think we've done, because it's the, and more of the industry I'm in. Like I started off market deals when I started working with DealFlow, but before that, I've always been in the on market. I started a real estate tech company in 2010. Like, you know, I've been in this space for a long time. And so when they said that we were going to scrape on market, I was like, done, let's go, because the MLS is the most antiquated system I have ever worked with in my entire life.
Yes.
It is painstaking. Like I'm waiting for somebody to do that. That was actually my pitch before. I said, why are we not just redoing the MLS at this point? Because this is crazy.
But who owns it?
Exactly.
But no, like, that's a unique advantage though, right? So you're using these AI tools to take an antiquated system and make it use for you. So
something I use in my personal life and with my businesses and other things is, you know, if you can't change the man, then find a workaround and implement that. And that's what DealFlow is we said, okay, we can't change this, this old antiquated industry, right? But what we can do is find a way to work with it and make it accessible to everybody so that they get the same benefits that we're going to about to receive from being able to go in there. And the same thing you would do as a person. Like I always like to say with AI, imagine anything you're doing that's super repetitive. Like if you take the same steps and they're pretty similar with maybe a tiny bit of nuances each time, AI is going to be very, very good at it.
So when I am analyzing a deal, right? And you mentioned about the score here, and I want to dive a little bit deeper into it because I'm like zero or one, black or white. That's how I see the world. Liz is like, no, there's so many variations of gray address. I get that. But when I am analyzing a deal, I don't have, I mean, it's so many different things that I am looking at. So when you are mentioning a score, how many variables are we talking here? And what does actually the score means?
Yeah. So that's a great question. And this answer will work for both the off market and the on, well, a little bit more on the off market, but we have a different scoring system for on market. Off market deals, we're using 200 to 250 data points. That is a lot of data points for an algorithm, but we are looking at property address, property values. Something that people don't think about is the job market. What is the job market doing? So all of these tiny things. It's not just bedrooms, bathrooms, home price that sold for this amount. Yes, those are all great basic ones. We take those basic ones, we add in the ones that would be really difficult to calculate without an AI calculator, like robot. And then we use those 200 to 250 data points and say, hey, from 0 to 100, this person will score 0 to 100 weighted score, right? So if somebody's really an 80 or above, they're very likely to list their home within the next 12 months. This is what we use for off market. For on market deals, It's a little different because you think about the same thing you're asking your realtor to do, or that if you're on the MLS, you do yourself. Is it expired? How long has it been expired? Where are the average days on market? And so what we've created is the ability to, we have like a basic one that says, okay, these five, we've scraped it. We've compared to your buy box. Comparative to your buy box is what the data came back with of this being a good investment based on our own criteria plus personal criteria we've put in for the investor we're working with. It will spit out 5 to 10 properties on average per market that could be good investments. And then anyway, so that's kind of the first step that we've used in like more of the algorithm style of AI. And then we took it even further with the conversational, which I can talk about.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I mean, and the analytics are important, right? And I know a lot of women listening are using AI to, you know, do some copywriting, but it's back and forth. Like you said, you have to put the right prompts in. Andressa makes fun of me because I'm like, that's wrong. She's like, Liz, you can't do that. What are you doing? You know, so I've learned, right? But I use it as a tool. But in terms of conversational, walk us through that next piece, right?
I ask a question before you do that?
Sure.
Because I'm like, my wheels are turning inside my head here as we are talking. Because, you know, when you walk around and you're like, how are they able to make that offer super quickly? How are they actually, they got 5 deals this month. I am still analyzing those that I have over here. How were they able to do that? The question is, what did they know that I don't? And I think this is it. They have an advantage, and that's the edge, that they can analyze data in order to make confident decisions about it. Mm-hmm. So they need to become us. What are we doing it in order to set ourselves for success? I think the mistake that we're making is that, let's say I have an entire list, right? I'm spending the same amount of time of one address that is like, okay, 80%, let's say that one is 80% and the other one is 10, 15, 20. I'm spending all the energy and all of that. It's just a waste. I can't take it. Like, I cannot take that. It doesn't make any sense. And I think that the fear that many of us have to use AI and then learning curve, the pain to do not use, or the price that we're going to pay for not using it, is higher. So we need to get informed, we need to get educated, and start using AI in order to increase our deal flow, because other people are. If you are not, then you are behind. Don't ask why, because that's the reason.
Because, you know, they're either using it or they have unlimited pockets and they're paying people to do it. You're either paying a person or you're using technology.
Right, but then it's unfair, because then you're paying AI and I'm getting speed. I'm getting access and speed. And even if you are paying 5 people, it's impossible that they are going to be doing the same work at the same time. And I think nowadays, and nowadays is like, okay, who got there first?
Yeah.
Right?
And it's
people stop analyzing it. You already got sold.
And I think, like, you mentioned a really good point that I think as women also, that we tend to be a little bit more perfectionist on like making sure we're getting all the right information and all the right things before we make the call or before we send the postcard or before we do it, because we want to feel confident about knowing it, you know, and knowing what we're doing and making sure that we're in the best position to make an offer as possible. And AI allows you to do that a lot faster. So to kind of piggyback on that is that not only can it save you time on the analytics side, but think about where you're really spending after that. So you have this whole time where you're doing all the analytics, and then you have to have a conversation with the person. So you're picking up the phone, or like nowadays we're texting, right? I think everybody's texting. If you're not, you should be texting, because we ran a call center for a different company, but it was a real estate call center. We ran it for a year, and 85% of our responses were via text. So we trashed the call center and have now been doing deals via text. So it seems like a big leap. You're like, everybody wants a phone call. Yes, sometimes, but it's a follow-up. It's not the first outreach. So this also great for AI. You mean to tell me that I just need somebody instead of hiring somebody to text everybody on my list and mark it down in a spreadsheet? I can tell a computer 24/7 that, hey, between these hours and this time zone and these hours and this time zone, I want you to text every single person on this list and say to them, hey, this is Christina. I noticed your property had expired, you know, last year. Are you still interested in selling it? I'd love to make you an offer.
That's the literally conversational part.
So simple. And we talked about this before. What's the script? ChatGPT will give you a great one. AI, great. Like you mentioned, the thing with ChatGPT and the reason you need a software platform to implement it into your business is because ChatGPT is great at, you give it a prompt or question and it spits something back to you. It's not continuing a conversation with you. It's not what that does. But what you can do is you can train your own bot using the back end of ChatGPT, which is what we do. And we say, okay, let's train it with our training, which are all these scripts, all these conversations. We'll say, hey, read this transcript of a real call that happened. It will read it and it will memorize it and it will remember it. And next time it goes to make a call, or I'm sorry, to give somebody a text, and they come back with, oh yeah, but write a refusal in this. They already know the answer because they've already had this conversation. So all we do is grab all the data from past conversations or things that I know, things that Bobby knows, things that our friends know. What are the average conversations like? Plug it in there. And now it knows, and it's already had these conversations. So you can train it on years of experience in just a short period of time. And not only is it saving you time on the analytics of being like, reach out to these 25 people instead of 500 on market or off market deals that you might have in like in there, but then it's saying, text these people, say that, start the conversation. If they don't respond, fine, run it again. Right? We can go again, but that first message is critical. And that's what kind of gets the ball rolling.
The introverts that are listening are like, yes, please, thank you. Right? But the extroverts are like, nothing substitute a conversation. I have been doing this for 25 years and I've been very successful. I don't think it's it's an and, not a or, right? Depending on the conversation, what you're saying, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, that the outreach you can do in bulk and much more efficient in a time frame that you can schedule. You don't need to do it manually. You can do it. And then at what point would you say that transfer from the AI to a person?
So that's a great question. So basically after 5 minutes or two responses, at least with ours, with DealFlow, after 5 minutes or two responses goes by, you would get an email notification of the transcript conversation and you would be able to reach out to that person. So we suggest it comes in, you call out. That's when you're getting on the phone. That's when your extrovert comes out, right? Is when they've already said, yes, I'm interested. Let's chat. So we can program her differently, but when we have our bot going out, the main objective is to, one, get the buy box in for, like, get it down. Are they interested in selling? Are they somebody worth talking to? Then, so for off market deals, right? It's mostly, are they interested and will they hop on the phone with somebody? That's what we're going for off market, because that's what we need to know, right? Bottom line is this worth my time? Is this somebody I can make a deal with? Then you use all your internal stuff, right? And you, all your knowledge and everything. So with on market deals, it can actually take the conversation pretty much all the way to the end. It's insane. We had a conversation the other day that, because it's on market, you're talking to a realtor, right? So the conversation is pretty much verbatim the same with everything. How much is your seller willing? Is it negotiable, right? So, because we're already scanning for things like motivated seller. So like, that's when I was kind of mentioning the data points. Our data points for off market are different than on market. On market scrape for the MLS is motivated seller. We're looking at the text in the description to identify, along with average days on market and other things. So when she's starting them, when the bot's starting the conversation, this AI conversation, it's like, hey, I'm Christina with DealFlow, or, you know, with whomever. And we saw your property has a motivated seller. What's the lowest you would take? Or something like that. Sometimes we don't go straight for the jugular. Sometimes we'll have a conversation first, but it is a realtor. So, I mean, they're going to know. It's not like you're talking to the owner. They're not going to get as offended. But we had a conversation the other day that basically said, is there anything additional outside the description and notes that I should know about this property? Like, and then the realtor says it. And then the AI, because she's already had a million conversations, is like, oh, the foundation, can you tell me more about that?
Because it was already trained.
Yeah. And then she says, oh, due to all these factors, would you consider taking it no matter what price, right? Because she doesn't need to know that, 25% less. Would you consider taking 25%? Let me talk to the owner. Comes back, and this is where AI is amazing, and this is why you need a good platform that's sending you the conversation, and why it's better than having a real person, is because if they came back 3 days later and you've already forgot, you have no idea what's happening. But not AI. She remembers everything. Right? So they came back and said, okay, the owner's interested. When's a good time to talk? Great. And it almost finishes it. So she actually went on in one of the conversations to negotiate a deal that was 25% less. And the realtor straight up said, the lowest we'll take is 185, and did numbers and everything.
Let me ask you a question. Was the realtor even aware that was an AI, or the prompting was so good that no idea?
They had no idea. That's not usually the case. I mean, not always. It's just 50-50, right? Because it all depends. This conversation happened to go perfectly because the realtor had the answers. Every time AI asked, it wasn't, oh, I don't know. If it's an, oh, I don't know, that's where it can get a bit tricky. Because her responses is going to be programmed based on, this is one of the things you can do with a new version, is you can kind of give it more of a personality. So you can say to your bot that I want it to be energetic female. I want it to be a serious.
I was like, what the hell? You don't know.
Yeah. So you can give context. So like I have my own, you know, her name is Emily and I love her, and she is.
I want a bot. Where do I get a bot? I want a bot.
Yeah, it's so fun. You can get your own bot. I can show you where I got my bot. Yeah, but it's great for like a personal assistant too. Like these are other things outside of what we do at DealFlow. Like AI has been such a magical world, at least for me, like as a single parent, you know, I am like constantly moving. I'm constantly running around between working for DealFlow, doing my own investment stuff. I'm his full-time person, right? So yes, he's in daycare, but like that's only from, you know, 9 to 5. So, and I don't work when I, like if after I pick him up, I'm done. So I need to get it done between those hours because the only time I have with him is 5 p.m. until he goes to bed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and I won't get on a societal, you know, what do they call those things where you talk forever?
Yeah.
Yeah. On it. I won't go down that path because that's not what this call is about. But I will tell you that having my own personal assistant using AI to communicate and save all the information that I need to even recall things. Like there's not a lot of platforms that do this, but you can, it's just started to where, it will have memory for yourself. So you can tell it things like, hey, remember my password for whatever. So you don't spend 15 minutes looking for it. But you kind of get back on the AI path for investments is that not only does it save you, can it save you time analytics wise? And you can do the analytics without any platform. It's a little bit trickier. You have to learn some prompts. You might take a learning curve with that. The conversational AI, you have to have a platform partner.
Let's say, okay, the AI analyzed the deals with the buying criteria, the score. The person said, yes, but I'm a real, real, real introvert. I just don't want to get with anybody on the phone. I'd rather do other things. What's the solution for this?
Yeah, that's a built-in solution, honestly, not, you know, to plug DealFlow again, but honestly, DealFlow, it was created for somebody either you're one introvert, two doesn't have the time, two want, or three wants to make their time more effective to get more deals done in a shorter period of time. Is you basically, you come in, you give us your buy box, we use our first set of AI, which is running the algorithm. We're narrowing down on market and off market deals to fit your buy box. We then focus on the ones that have scored very highly. We use then our AI conversational bot to do the outreach. So instead of us sending, like we will still send stuff if you want us to. If you give us a marketing budget, we'll send postcards and personal letters all day. We'll do Google ads. We will do that. But we have found to be more effective and more personal and work better for everybody is narrowing down the list using the AI so we have less people to reach out to, building out this robust conversational AI bot that can act like a real person and do deals for you. And then they send out that message. When somebody is interested, you get a notification via email about that conversation. That's when you reach out. So instead, especially like, you know, if you're an introvert, you don't want to have the hard part of the conversation, which is, oh my God, do they want to talk to me? Like, I don't want to talk to them if they don't want to talk to me. No, they want to talk to you. Like they want to talk to you and they're ready to make a deal. What deal are you going to make them? So you can go straight into your negotiation phase and persona and get out of everything else because it's already confirmed for you.
I was just thinking that the same thing is something we always talk about is where is your core genius? Like what do you as an investor, like why are you on the payroll? Is it putting the deal together? And ultimately it's about putting the deal together. So what you're doing and what I love about what you're saying is like, there's so many different steps along the way that you don't need to be part of if you are upfront and very clear on what your criteria is, which is really amazing when you think of it in that way. You know what I mean? So my question for those listening that want to like, you know, take the next step and really start to say, okay, where's my process? Not broken, but to your point, like if they had to look at what they're doing today and say, how can I use AI or deal flow or, you know, insert a platform to help me, would they just start looking at their whole process? Would they say, what am I doing the most of? Like what is, because women are listening to this, like, okay, I want to take some action. What would you say is maybe some first steps they can do to really get clear on their process and where might the holes be?
Yeah. So it's such a, I love this question because it's something that I do in my personal life also is, you know, I look at the whole process, like you mentioned, the whole process. What do I currently do? And then, so I look at that as a short question to myself, like, what do I currently do? What's my first step? What's my last step? What's everything in between? Then I ask myself, what do I wish I could do? What do I wish I could do if I could do anything? What would it be and how would I move forward? And then after I kind of have that, it doesn't have to be anything really long, but after you've come to terms with yourself and release the barriers of what your current restrictions are in your life or your capabilities and you see everything, then you look at, okay, what takes me the most time in this scenario? What would be and where would I need to maybe hire another person? Or where would I need to, where am I doing the same things? Is it finding the properties? Is it calling the people? Is it, you know, what is it? And then once you identify that, if it is even remotely repetitive or can be done via text, AI is the answer for that. So that's kind of the shortcut is if you're spending a lot of time, you already have your database, you can input your list into ChatGPT and ask it to narrow down properties that fit XYZ. That's one way, a different way to use ChatGPT that you can do, you know, right now at no cost. And then if you want to take the next step, you can talk to us at DealFlow. You can reach out to us and kind of see what we're doing because you do need a platform for the conversational portion. That's just what it is. It doesn't exist yet. But for analytics wise, that can be your first step, $0, right? Take out what you have with your list, put it in a ChatGPT and ask it. Like, you know, what is it you want to know? It's not going to know everything, right? And you might have to do some research, some learning curves on prompts. But if you did want to get into the realm of AI, first focus on, is there anything I'm doing repetitive that I wish I didn't have to do? And then look for the resources around it. Because again, if it's anything that is the same thing over and over again, AI is mostly going to be the best at that.
Love that, Christina. You're getting my wheels turning on so many different levels. So, and I know I'm sure everyone listening is feeling the same way. And it's about taking one step, right? It's not being like this AI expert, but it's about taking the next step. And what I love about what you guys are doing is that it's both on market and off market. I think that's really, key right now, because that's the only way you're going to get deals going. So where can all the listeners learn more about you and connect with you further, Christina?
Yeah. So you can go to dealflowrei.com. You can reach myself or Bobby. Bobby's the founder. You can reach him or I at info@dealrei.com. And yeah, just ask us anything. I'm also in the Facebook page. So if you guys find me on there, you can start a chat with me. I'm open to talk about it. I promise I won't just talk about deal flow, but I can also talk about deal flow. But being, you know, like a single mom investor and full-time worker with a tech company, I've learned a lot. And I will say that the introduction of conversational AI and the ability that it's brought to my life has been a game changer for me. And using DealFlow myself to kind of analyze things is like, you know, especially now with on market, right? We weren't doing that before. It was so focused on off market and like finding these like, you know, pocket listings or like things that were like, you know, really hard to get to. We realized that with the ability to scrape the MLS and pull all these things, we could narrow down all of the MLS also and say, okay, not only are we going to shoot a shot in the dark with, you know, like call this person, email all these letters, do all this marketing for 3 months before we get somebody that's already on the market or it's already expired, or, you know, how can we make this deal and get our 25%? Because sometimes it's all we need, right? Sometimes it's just a buy and flip. You don't need all the crazy stuff.
Awesome. Christina, thank you so much for all the knowledge. You guys can find all Christina's information on our show notes. Thanks again, Christina.
Bye. Thank you guys so much. I loved it. Love talking with y'all.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.